Welcome to day three of the Spring Refresh Challenge. I've prepared four jam-packed days of life-changing information that are going to help you lighten your home, lighten your schedule, and your to-do list so that you can finally catch a break and prioritize all the things that you're trying to get done in that little bit of time that you have. This challenge is also going to come with incredible prizes. Here's how it's going to work. Every single day, Monday through Thursday, I am going to be releasing a brand new podcast episode, day one through day four of this challenge with homework. Don't worry, it's incredibly simple. The only thing you have to do is head over to our community and share your homework. Every day there's going to be a post that goes live to prompt you to just respond to the homework that I give you right here inside of this episode. If you haven't joined that community yet, completely free, you can find it at chelseajoe.co/spring-refresh-challenge. And guess what? Not only are there daily prizes, but one lucky, super engaged, and the person that is having the most fun is going to win a full ride scholarship into Systemize Your Life and Systemize Your Biz. I'll be announcing the winner of the scholarship live inside of our group this Friday, April 12th. You must be present at that live in order to win your scholarship. We're already having so much fun, but guess what? Day three is going to give you the solution to a timeless problem that plagues you week after week, getting through your to-do list. Nope, no magic trick here, just a simple system that reduces your to-do list by 90% for good, and that is no exaggeration. I cannot wait for you to learn how I make this happen for me and for so many other women. It's your turn. What do you say? Let's jump in to day three. How's it been going? Are you loving all of your homework, all the progress? Light bulbs? Have you had any moments of like, oh my gosh, like this is going to change things? I love that feeling so much. Like even in my own life right now, I'm going through my own spring refresh, getting into the nitty gritty. And although I do have a lot of these systems in place, there's a level of refinement that I go through within these systems every year. And we are officially a year into our new home. And I feel like all of a sudden we're settled and I'm going in so hard. And so a big part of me feels like I'm sitting right in the middle of this with you where I'm so eager and I'm so ready. And maybe it's just spring. Maybe that's why I do this challenge every year, because I feel ready. It feels like the right time. We are holding out strong with so many women participating in this challenge. And I have to say, watching every single person complete their homework, posting of their pictures, and knowing how much stuff you got rid of from completing day two's homework, where you actually had to go fill a bag, it had me gushing truly to my best friend about what this experience truly is worth. Like, what is this worth? It's been a lot of time and a lot of heart and organization and so much communication from everybody here at chelseajoe.co to make this something that's really valuable for you. And it's so worth it. It's so worth it watching how many women and how many of those families that belong to all the moms and just your own life and what that means for you to be able to take action. That change that is happening and the momentum that you are creating is honestly the beginning of really, really, really big change for you. Are you dreaming about what big change looks like? Can you feel it? Can you feel yourself in a space of, okay, I just got this thing reset. Is it possible for this to be the way that we live? Is it possible for my schedule to feel like this all the time? Is it possible for this kitchen drawer to be this decluttered, or the kids' room, or whatever it is? Is it possible to live like this? Can you imagine having your entire house decluttered, where everything has a home and cleaning is a piece of cake? Like, it might actually even be something that you look forward to. And if that's just like, yeah, right, Chelsea, then maybe you don't dread it and it doesn't take you forever. Your time blocks are set up every weekend. You know when you're going to work. You know when you're going to cook and clean, shop for groceries, work out, unplug from your virtual world, and plug into your family. Like, everything is automated. The momentum that you have already created just by being here in this challenge and doing the homework every day is giving you the confidence to say, hey, I really can do this. I think it might be possible. And on top of that, you're about to learn today how to reduce your to-do list so it's no longer controlling you. And yes, I promise I am not filling you full of hot air. This is 100% a real thing. 100% a real thing. I never have any more than 5 things on my to-do list every week. It's 1 to 3 every week, and that's it. And I'm not even joking. This is a real factual way that you can live your life. I can attest to it, and I have a lot of other people that can attest to it. And I want you to say right now, I can have a complete home management system. Just say it. I can create a home management system. I want you to believe in that. And you actually might just be the lucky winner at the end of this challenge if you do your homework each day and get to win my home management system for free. Systemize Your Life is where you get to go and not have to create all the pieces of your home management system. I just give it to you. And when you come in for free, if you win by being unbelievably pumped up and excited about this challenge and active, you're going to get support on implementing it because that's what our VIP students get. It really, really honestly might be you that wins. I would be so excited to welcome you into my community. Oh my gosh. And here's the thing. Not only are you getting Systemize Your Life for free, but you're also getting Systemize Your Biz for free. Plus, you're going to get access to done for you time blocks. So you don't have to sit and figure it all out. We give you answer a few questions for us, and then we hand it over to you with suggested routine stacks all built in. So I've made it to where whenever you do get to come in as a VIP student, the whole thing is just delivered over to you color-coded. It's incredible. The other really incredible thing for that one lucky winner, I'm just going to give it all to you because I want you so engaged. I want you to believe in your heart of hearts that you really, and there's not like, we don't got thousands of people doing this. Like, your chances are really great. So get over in the group and get active because you are getting access to all of these things. One lucky winner is getting access. And guess what? If you're not the lucky winner, I've got something really special coming for you, even if you participated. So don't fear. Get excited. Get in. Get this done so that you can truly trust yourself and know I can do this. I can create a home management system for me and for my family. I can change our lives. Just keep showing up. And I am going to be announcing the winner of the scholarship as a VIP student to Systemize Your Life, Systemize Your Biz this Friday, April 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So the same group that you've been posting all of your pictures in, all the information that we've been sharing about the challenge, that's where I'm going to go live. Come hang out with me. It's going to be so much fun. I know that a huge piece of managing all the things in your life, on top of everything that we've been talking about, is your to-do list. And that's why today is so important. So before I tell you how to just magically get rid of 90% of what's on your to-do list, I want to address the typical way that people are keeping up with their to-dos. This is the number one problem that I address. This is the number one issue with the CEOs that I work with, the brand new startup business owners that I work with, and the moms that I work with, and the whole gamut in between. No one has ever learned another way of managing all the things that they have to do other than writing a to-do list. And I get it. I just saw a problem with that 6 years ago when I was drowning in life. And because of the way that my brain works, I was starting to recognize patterns. And then I looked for the inefficient things that I was doing that was causing those patterns. And I was looking for the efficient things that I could do to be able to bridge that gap. And voila, here we are. Okay, if you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes for just a quick second or just get stimulation out of your face for a hot minute. I want you to think really quickly. When you are stressed, when you're overwhelmed, when you're starting your week, when you're trying to manage your week, even if you're not stressed and overwhelmed, anywhere in between, like your typical MO, what do you grab? Pen and paper, a paper planner, your notes app, a spreadsheet, your Google Calendar, whiteboard and sticky notes, or Maybe it's all in your head. Maybe that's where you're keeping all the information. Which one of those sounds like you? You're not alone when we talk about this. So I just mentioned that every single person that's not using a home management system, like a holistic approach, is writing to-do lists regularly. They are listing out bullet points over and over and over and over and over again. And that running to-do list is being used as the guide for what needs to be done this week and every week thereafter. And that's truly what's holding you back. That is the number one problem. But whenever I say that, everyone's like, what? Deer in headlights, because they can't quite fathom that there's any other way to do it. Well, how else would you do it? Well, there has been something else invented, and I invented it. But I'm not going to teach you everything about it, because that's not really the point. The point is, I want you to see that, A, yes, I'm going to show you how to do this in this episode, but A, I need you to understand that that's not the only way to do things. There's more than one way to run your ship at home. And jumbling all these things that are super random and forcing yourself to feel overwhelmed by a list, like, do you understand that what comes out of your head that goes on paper goes back into your head, and it's just this vicious cycle every single day and week and month? Like, that's what's causing the crazy. That list really only needs to have 2 to 3 things on it every week. We've already identified in day 1 and day 2 of this challenge that your schedule and your house are way too full with things that don't need to be there. And it holds true for your to-do list as well. So, okay, cool, Chelsea, but seriously, the phone calls, the trips to the store, dusting, fixing the light in the fridge, and putting the doorknob back on after the boys broke it last week. Like, can we talk about all the random things that actually do have to get done? So what are you saying, just not do them? No, you should be doing these things. And you're like, Chelsea, stop running around in circles. Just get to the point. I need you to understand this story. I need you to see yourself the way that I've had the privilege of seeing so many women, because they come to me and I'm observing it over and over and over and over again. And because of this weird small fraction of genius that I have in my brain over this one single part of you know, home management and business management, team management, like, the ability to see this is why I'm bringing this challenge to you. Because I want you to be doing all of this work. I don't want you to just take it off of your to-do list. We've already identified that your schedule is full of stuff that you don't actually want to have on your schedule. So we need to fill it with the things that really matter and you want to consume your time with. It's the way you're telling yourself to do them and what you're actually prioritizing and how you're prioritizing it that is your problem. There's one thing that I'm for sure of at this point, that every single person that I've ever helped and have come in contact with, and let me tell you, there's been over 1,000 of them, every single one of them, all of them, have been managing their to-dos the exact same way. Today is your day to stop the classic approach to getting things done and start automating your to-do list. Let's automate it. That way, only the random, and I truly mean random, things that come up each week make it to your to-do list. And trust me, you would be the 1,456th person that told me in their home and their business, no, everything I do is random. No, everything in my business is random. I hear it constantly. And I promise you, 5% of it is random. I'll give you 10%. Let's remove 90% of the things that you have to do and automate them and make 10% left available for random things. So here's a few ground rules that are very important. First thing first, yes, you must, and this is not an option, you must separate from your to-do list what is applicable to home and what is applicable to work. You cannot go to a home list of to-dos and see tasks for your work there. You're done doing that as of today. It's going to distract you and misrepresent how much time you actually need for each time block. Right? We got 5 time blocks and we got to know how much time and what the consistent patterns are inside of each of these blocks. Second ground rule that you will not break is no more random to-do lists anywhere and everywhere you can fit them. One central place. That's it. And I highly recommend that it be in your paper planner for that week and or It could be both, or it could just be on the command center on your communication board. So wherever your command center is, like everyone in the family knows if they want communication from mom, they go to this one spot. You keep it there, or you keep it in your paper planner. You could also write it in both places. I write it in both places. So how do you do this? How do you take 90% of your to-dos off of your to-do list for good? Step one, redefine what a to-do list is. If I haven't already convinced you of this, which is why I had to go and do this long intro to these very simple steps, it's because this is the number one step. You must break yourself of the habit of writing to-do lists because it feels good. And there are people that work on my team that I still, there are people that I, they know this and they have to break themselves of this. I watch them go pen to paper even though we have a designated place for notes. I see this happen all over the place. It's so important that you understand there are habits and there are patterns within what you're doing every day, every week, and every month in your home, let alone in your business, which is for another discussion. But you truly need to change and redefine what a to-do list is for you. And here's what it needs to be from now on. A to-do list is for things that truly are random. Oh, I need to do this week. Great. That means you didn't do it last week or the week before, and you're not going to do it next week. Those things get automated. You shouldn't even be thinking about it. That's part of your home management system. We're talking about your to-do list today that you have been using as your home management system. Do you see? Number two, figure out what your patterns are. What gets repeated every single week? What isn't actually random? I'm talking about the things that are repeatable. They're expected and predictable to some degree. Okay, so again, I'm going to say these questions again. I want you to write them down. What gets repeated every week? If it gets repeated most of the time, maybe not every week, certainly if it does get repeated every week, it's off your to-do list for eternity. If it gets repeated most of the time, it's also coming off of your to-do list. Okay, what gets repeated every week? Answer that question. What isn't random? Okay, you probably will have already answered this by going through the first question I just said. So here's some examples. Errands for your husband. Phone calls that you have to make, emails that you have to send, check, delete, appointments that need to be made, or appointments that you need to go to, the grocery store, maybe projects around the house, replacing light bulbs, air filters. None of this stuff is random. Nothing that I just said is random. None of it. You can't keep writing it on your to-do list. You're driving yourself bonkers. Let's talk through this a little bit more. Every single week, depending on how many people are in your house, you're going to need new toilet paper. That's for real. You're going to need new air filters. You're going to need new light bulbs. You're going to need new batteries and the remotes. You're going to need to replace things. You're going to need to do certain things, which is why you would put it on your to-do list. But I am giving you the golden ticket to reduce your crazy amount of pressure from I have so much to do. It's very easy for you to sit down and just observe the patterns that are happening within your home. Like I just went through and did this with my husband, literally 2 days ago. I wrote down a whole list. I got out a mind map. I got it organized. We're in a brand new home. What does need to be done every day, every week, every month, and every year in this house? Some things are quarterly. I asked him, how often are we changing the air filters? Do these light bulbs, I don't know, none of these lights need, we don't have light bulbs in this house. It's weird. I don't know. Like, I don't know. What does this need to look like? As your kids change and grow, going through their clothes, purging, back to school shopping, whatever it is, you're doing this all the time. So write it down and we're going to get it automated. These things are so repeatable. What are things that are random? Let's talk about that for a second. Going to the post office. You might do that every week. I don't. It's very random and it's very rare and there's no predicting when I'm actually going to have to do it. Okay, we've got a random Amazon return So that's going to go on the to-do list because we don't do that like ever. And if and when we did is very random. A birthday present because my daughter's got a friend that's got a birthday party. Now, if we started to notice a pattern where every month we were doing this, okay, maybe we would build in and buffer out time for Amazon returns. If it's part of your business, if you just are the mom that loves to get stuff from Amazon and just return it when it doesn't work, then maybe you have Amazon returns that go out every 2 weeks and you have a set place for them and it has a set place in your calendar and like you built it in, right? Because things are predictable, it means you can absolutely plan for them. They aren't technically a to-do. It's part of your home management system. So you need to be making time for these things that are constantly coming up that you feel like are really random because you're flying by the seat of your pants and you're just trying to put out fires all the time. And this stuff is what's derailing you. Projects are a huge one for a lot of people, and it's really not supposed to consume you or your schedule because it's part of what we do as adults and homeowners, right? So here's what you're going to do. This is your homework. I've given you enough to chew on. I've given you enough to truly change the way that you're doing this, and I want you to get your to-do list for this week as your homework. I want you to sit down right now. Everything that you wrote down that you needed to get done this week. And if you haven't done it yet, write down everything you want to get done next week. If you have a to-do list from last week or the week before, get a few of them together. And I just want you to look at them. Any of them that you can find, it doesn't matter when they're from. It could be from 3 months ago. You may have them all over the place and have no idea where they are and just find some random ones. Just grab them. This is your homework. Get some to-do lists that you've already written in front of your face. And if you have none, then I want you to write your to-do list for this upcoming week. With those lists, I want you to highlight any similarities or common tasks that are happening over and over and over and over again. If you wrote the grocery store, or if you wrote drop off or pick up or anything, on every single one of those to-do lists, highlight it. Obviously, what we're doing here is we're looking for tasks that fit under an umbrella. They might not be identical. Like, take dog to the groomer, take Susie to the orthodontist. Like, I don't know what kind of appointments you got going on over there, but these are, I know that you're not going to the dog groomer every single week, but you may be going to appointments a lot, or you may be doing errands a lot. And so we need to look at how can we manage that? How can we say, okay, we're going to have 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, twice a week, whatever you need. You won't know until you go through this exercise to be able to put down and repeat. I want to know what's repeating on your to-do list. These repeating to-dos should never, and I mean never, live in your head. They should not be up in your head because that's what's contributing to the amount of overwhelm. It's also making it impossible for you to understand how much time you need and how much time you have for all the stuff that you have to do because it's all in your head. This exercise is going to allow you to see how much time you're spending and how much time you need on, let's say, phone calls or appointments, or maybe there are a lot of random to-dos in your life or errands for the kids, whatever that looks like. This is the information that you must know to be able to manage your home. Are you starting to see how this works? I'm so excited. I'm so lit up because I want you to go run your house like a dang boss and wake up every single day and lead every single person to their highest level of success with confidence, organization, and with systems. Do this with me. Do this homework. It's the first step towards you truly taking back control of your home. Start dreaming about what it would mean to you to have an entire home management system, just like the one that I teach inside of Systemize Your Life. And I teach it in 4 weeks only. It's a full breakdown of how to manage your time, automate all these tasks that we just talked about, declutter, keep up with cleaning, plus how to get your family on board without having to constantly nag at them or feel like it would just be better if you did it yourself, so you can actually focus on you from time to time. And I want you to have that before the summer comes. Let's go day 3. Get your homework popped inside of the group. I am literally going to be inside commenting on all your stuff. If I haven't already, if you haven't seen it already, this is the day to go jump in. Some really fun prizes every single day. And now that we have so much of the like meaty work done, tomorrow is refreshing. Pun intended for our spring refresh challenge. Meet me back here tomorrow because we're going to be talking about how to prioritize yourself. Doing these first 3 days is going to have freed up a little bit of time in your week, and I want you to use it intentionally. I want you to know how to stay motivated and run your home well, because that is what you are eager to do. That's your passion. And even if it's not your passion right now, you want it to be. It's just hard and heavy. And so that's what this challenge is for. I'm super excited to be reading through all of your comments. Please go post your homework. Me and everybody here at ChelseaJoe.co are super pumped to support you through this, and I look forward to meeting you back here for the final day tomorrow.